Have words of gratitude ever sounded hollow during difficult times? When someone tried to console you with the phrase, "Well, it's God's will." In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 is one of those verses we see on coffee mugs but don't really take the time to understand. We think the verse says for us to give thanks for all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. But it says give thanks in all circumstances. Not to be grateful for hard times, but be grateful in hard times. And there's a difference, isn't there? Well, the theme of this meditation from 1 Chronicles chapter 16 is about gratitude. Being grateful not for bad times, but in bad times. And not for good times, but in good times also. So to begin your meditation, just slip into a time and place where you can be still and quiet. A place where you can be grateful. You may start by listening and joining in this responsive reading from Psalm chapter 27 and respond, "Lord God, help me be grateful." Please listen when I pray. Have pity. Please answer my prayer. And Lord God, help me be grateful. My heart tells me to pray, and I'm eager to see your face, so please don't hide from me. Lord God, help me be grateful. I'm your servant, and you have helped me, so please don't turn from me in anger. But Lord God, help me be grateful. You alone keep me safe. Please don't reject or desert me. But Lord God, help me be grateful. Your time in Christian meditation here on Encounter is to bring joy to the heart of God by choosing to be grateful. Grateful for God in all circumstances. So choose to spend a few moments now in silent contemplation, grateful for God. Let the silent focus continue as you focus on breathing the divine breath of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes. Take several breaths from your stomach, choosing to breathe from your belly. You know, breathing is the only bodily function you can perform consciously as well as unconsciously. It can be completely voluntary or completely involuntary. So take a moment now to notice both. The single most effective relaxation tool I know is a conscious regulation of your breathing. So pause your breathing for a moment. Hold your breath. And then begin to breathe naturally. Just be grateful for your breathing. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, "Lord God, help me be grateful." Just rest here, choosing to breathe in peace. "Lord God, help me be grateful." Continue in silence as you begin to note the gifts of God, things to be grateful for. Just pause here and take note of each gift. You might begin with the gift of breath and life that God gave you this morning. Just choose to think of each gift to be grateful to God for. Your mind will surely wander as you think of more and more, and that's fine. But then keep returning back to your breathing and all that you have to be grateful for. You may wish to pause. Remember, God is in no rush, nor should you be. Now in continued silent contemplation, choose to listen carefully to the first of three readings, each reading growing from the seed of the first. Just be grateful for these words. Words from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11, from the New Living Translation. Search for the Lord and for His strength. Continually seek Him. What did you hear? What about it makes you grateful? After you paused a bit longer in stillness, how did the Holy Spirit continue to shape your thoughts around this passage? Search for the Lord and for His strength. Continually seek Him. Just rest there longer in divine contemplation as you rest in the gratefulness of His strength and presence in your life. Listen once again to a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. Honor His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. And remember the wondrous works He has done, His wonders, and the judgments He has pronounced. What of God did you become more aware of in this reading? Will intentionally choose to let your mind drift through the imagery of what you're most grateful for. His name, His strength, His face, and His wonders. Choose to be grateful now. Here. Thank you. Be grateful for your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Contemporary English Version. Praise the Lord and pray in His name. Tell everyone what He has done. Sing praises to the Lord and tell about His miracles. Celebrate and worship His holy name with all of your heart. Trust the Lord and His mighty power. Worship Him always. And remember His miracles and all His wonders and His fair decisions. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remember how breathing is the only bodily function you can perform consciously as well as unconsciously, voluntarily and completely involuntary, and how one of the single most effective relaxation tools is conscious regulation of your breathing. Well, take time now to consciously regulate what you're grateful for in bad and good times. But first, in bad times, what bad seasons have you been in, and how can you choose to be grateful in those seasons? Take all the time that you need. Contemplate choosing to be grateful in bad times. As you reflected on being grateful in bad, how too can you be grateful in the good? That may seem obvious, but quite often we take credit for our own good times and neglect to be grateful to the Lord even when our skies are far from gray. So take a moment now to intentionally be grateful to God, choosing to give Him the glory, Him the credit, for the good days too. Choose to take a moment now to return once again and be grateful for your breathing. Let that be your meditation, whether at dawn or dusk. Lord God, help me be grateful in all things. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Grateful. And let me pray now that you remember to honor His holy name, that you will let your heart seek and rejoice in the Lord, that you will choose to seek the face of the Lord and be grateful for His strength, that you will always remember and be grateful for the wondrous works and wonders that He has done, that you will choose to trust that you lack in nothing as you strive to pursue and enjoy God, for He will meet all of your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So in the days or moments ahead, you will most certainly face seasons of joy and seasons of sorrow. But be mindful in both, to be grateful in both. Also, resolve to consider how God might use you to help a close companion, or maybe a new visitor in your life, but help them to be grateful and experience gratitude. So when you're ready, whether at the start or finish, expect to face some conflicting seasons, but then choose to be grateful in them. Choose to be thankful, and in the thanking, encounter God.